I'm Sedina Capinelli, sitting in for George Capinelli, and we want to welcome you to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people, passion, and purpose meet.
And I'm Alan Hettner, sitting in with Sedina Capinelli. We're your hosts at the place where boomers, elders, and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in a lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews with world-class experts and authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features interspersed with some great music. Today,
our topic is lifestyle revolution. We're going to talk about some of the dramatic changes we as individuals and as a nation are currently experiencing and how we can minimize some of the obstacles and maximize some of the opportunities available to us. So you'll join Alan and me for the first part of a provocative interview with futurist David Huell and his new book, Entering the Shift Age.
Okay, but that's with George we're doing the interview.
Yes.
All right. And we also...
Oh, that's right. That's you and George. I'm sorry about that.
But, you know, I know you have some, too. We also have music interludes with Elton John, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Bobby McFerrin, Good Lovin', Paul McCartney, All Things Must Pass, and Rudy will rap to the music of a very special thumping sound.
Oh,
our special... it's called Tranquility Bass with Maya Yadana. That's the music band.
Aha.
And our special features today include Sedina here with another enlivened aging strategy. And we'll also bring you If You've Got to Be Kidding news segment. And again, I'll close with a Rudy Rap. It's titled Shift or Drift, Heal the Rift to that music.
Mm-hmm. So welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century. We are members of a vast cosmic audience in which each living instrument is essential to the complementary and harmonious playing of the whole, says J. Allen Boone. One of the most daunting and yet exciting aspects of the dawning demographic revolution that will see 50% of our population here in the U.S. and in most industrial countries in the world, over 50 for the first time in history, is that the world we are now in and that lies ahead, especially for those of us who are in the second half of life, is not just incrementally, but radically different from the world into which we were born, matured, had families, and participated in careers from which unprecedented numbers of us are now retiring, either by choice or forced by circumstance.
Kelly Green, former staff reporter for the Wall Street Journal, once described aspects of this new world in this way. Cell phones that monitor your body temperature and sleep patterns. Cruise ships that take the place of retirement communities. Brain gyms where you sharpen your wits with computer games. Video autobiographies and interactive cemeteries. The baby boom is about to enter its golden years. And getting older will never be the same, and this is only the beginning. What are others saying about the brave new world? Some futurists suggest that over the next several decades, longevity will increase to a possible average age of 120. Some claim our profit-based healthcare system, the only remaining holdout in the entire industrial world, will implode under the weight of increasing numbers and skyrocketing costs.
And other futurists predict that the majority of public services will shift to the private sector and experience significant reductions in quality and much higher costs, especially for the shrinking middle class, the elderly, and the poor. Meals in a pill and other artificial forms of nutrition may become commonplace. Office space may become obsolete. Fully computerized and automated forms of transportation, homes, and commercial buildings will be the standard. Others suggest that new forms of cooperative residential communities will become commonplace. Now, that's a good thing. And then a united global economy will be the only sensible choice. Robotic communities where manufacturing and other forms of work are performed by robots only. Time travel, space communities, telepathy, bubble cities, underwater cities, and much more are all projected as a part of our landscape. And these extraordinary changes, as far-fetched as they may seem at this moment, will only be the beginning.
Yeah, well, how about love? We want to build love into all these predictions.
Yes.
But that there are enough to boggle the mind, but it's becoming more and more apparent that no matter what governments or political parties say, we cannot wish our individual or collective problems away, nor can we look for solutions from either the government or the private sector alone. Indeed, as the graying of the world's population becomes a reality, it will become increasingly clear to everyone that we ignore these challenges only at our own peril. In the face of these and other changes and challenges, we believe those of us in the second half of life crowd will, of necessity, need to become much more receptive to change and much more engaged in influencing the course our world takes. Indeed, as we said earlier, older Gen Xers, boomers, and elders who grew up in another world and are now experiencing this one may be the only ones who can actually turn the ship of state in a saner and more meaningful direction.
In the U.S., boomers alone earn approximately $2 million annually.
Trillion.
Yes, Alan. Boomers and elders control a very significant percentage of this nation's financial assets. I think it's about 80%, and have almost $2 billion in annual spending power. So those of us in the second half of life also spend about three times more per capita in discretionary dollars than any other segment of the population. We spend about $80 billion on health insurance and purchase more than 62% of all new cars. We purchase about one-third of all apparel and almost half of all personal care products. We account for over two-thirds of the $850 billion spent annually on leisure travel and $170 billion in healthcare spending. In short, we are the wealthiest and among the most educated population segments, and over the next few decades, we will oversee the largest transfer of wealth in the history of the world.
Astounding numbers.
Yes.
Astounding implications. Yes, the bottom line is that those of us who belong to this second half of life crowd have the power to make a real difference, but only if we commit to put our own houses in order and to exercise our power by voting with our attention and our dollars, as well as our political ballots. Indeed, in addition to supporting more conscious, credible political candidates, we must support more conscious companies and products, those that contribute to our well-being instead of just to their own profit margins. So, all of that, very important.
Yes, and we just believe that all of these changes are, of course, incredible. We need to set aside our obsession with youth and reclaim our rightful place as elders. You know, we are the keepers and transmitters of wisdom, those of us in the second half of life.
Age Nation Radio, our revolution is now.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on six remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sadina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won three 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation Radio. George Capinelli and Alan Huttner here. We're in a multiple-part featured interview with futurist David Hoole. And Alan was entering a question on acceleration. So, Alan, you want to pick it up there, and let's see where we go.
Yeah, specifically in the introduction, of course, which sets the tone for the whole book, as you say, everyone's in a state of shift, which we'll get to explaining, and change is accelerating all around us. So when you say acceleration, I'm interested in what it's about, too. Obviously, there's a lot of technology moving quickly, too, but there's energetics. There's maybe even the movement of the solar system. You know, we're in the Milky Way galaxy. There's various things happening astrologically, astronomically. What you speak to it from David's perspective.
Sure. You know, there's moments in human history where things accelerate and then they slow down. You know, the century after the invention of the movable type press, or the Renaissance, or post-World War II, or since the Internet in the mid-90s, and everything accelerates. That's a technological orientation. But what has really happened is that things are growing exponentially or geometrically, and yet the reason we humans feel disconnected is that we have a much more linear, iterative sense of time. Like, you know, last year I read 10 books, this year I'm going to read 15 books. But things are accelerating exponentially, so they're going vertical. One of the reasons I called it the shift age, that we've left the information age and entered the shift age, is because the speed of change has accelerated to the point that it is now environmental. We live in an environment of change. So if you think you're certain and you're standing on certain, on solid ground, within 6 months to 18 months, you're going to wake up and go, what happened while I was so busy being certain? So you brought in the cosmos. The only thing constant in the universe is change. So if you ever hold on to a fixed position or a fixed sense of identity, what is it that you're missing as the world is changing around you? So that's a quick description of acceleration. And the other thing I would say, what has given me credence in the marketplace is acceleration has combined with anxiety. I only half jokingly say that my speaking career took off when Lehman Brothers went down, because people said, get rid of motivational speakers and get somebody who can tell us what the hell's going on here, right? So when everything's great, everybody thinks they know what the future's going to be. When everything falls apart, people wonder what tomorrow's going to be like, let alone next year.
Well, you know, David, we were in a conversation recently with Greg Braden. I don't know if you know his work. But one of the things Greg pointed out was that, you know, we constantly move through new normals, you know, and the new normal is so different than the past normal, and we're going to talk about that from your perspective as well. But he mentions the fact that some of the turmoil that exists today comes from the fact that outside of you and a relatively few number of people, most people are not talking about the dramatic nature of the shift, and therefore people don't get a chance to mourn or to recognize the passing of one period and the beginning of the next. You know, in early in the book, when you talk about welcoming people to the shift age, you also talk about that the migration that across the ages of humanity. Talk a little bit about that, would you?
Well, you know, I don't like to use the word normal because nobody's ever been able to tell me what that means. But so I use the word reality. So humanity always kind of establishes what it believes to be real. And then when something new comes along that disrupts that reality, they're not sure they like it, and they're not sure they understand it. So, for example, the Internet has disrupted the reality of physical space because now we have the screen reality of digital space, right? So people would say to me, you know, 5 years ago, talking about the Internet, what about information overload and what about invasion of privacy? And the example I give is 100 years ago when the landline was getting its market penetration in the United States of America. You know, I went back and read the digital newspapers in the time. the two reasons that people did not want a landline phone in their home was invasion of privacy and information overload. In other words, this new technology, somebody from outside my home can talk to me and I'm in my home, or there's information coming from outside my home, which is my physical reality. I don't know if I like that. And, of course, everybody laughs when I say that. But that's the clearest way to show that whenever there's something new that comes along, it will inevitably change one's perception of reality. The other metaphor that works is that we're inevitably going forward in time, right? We're inevitably moving into the future. You know, this moment becomes the immediate past, and then the next moment it becomes the immediate present. And the way that most people look at this is the metaphor is a rower. How does a rower move forward with his back to the direction that he's going? So everybody can look back and tell you where they've been and what's real and what they like, but that's why I have a business, because many people aren't looking forward and without any guidelines as to what to see. So people are generally pessimistic about the future because they don't know what to think.
So just identify those four ages of humanity. Give people that frame of reference.
So the three of us on this interview right now are the latest iteration of humanity, modern humanity. Modern humanity has been around for 150,000 years. And then 10,000 years ago, we literally put down roots and started the agricultural age. And then roughly 300 years ago, with the invention of the steam engine, we created the industrial age. And then roughly 40 years ago, early 70s, the information age began. The point I want to make about that, relative to the concept of acceleration and change, is if you accept for the sake of easy math that a lifetime is 50 years, of course we live longer than that now, but centuries and certain millennia ago we didn't. If a lifetime is 50 years, then 150,000 years, when modern humanity has been on the planet, is 3,000 lifetimes. 10,000 years, in agricultural age, which is the time when all the great civilizations that we know and all the great religions we know were created, is 200 lifetimes. So for the 3,000 lifetimes that we, modern humanity, have been on this planet, 2,800 of them we lived in caves, 200 of them we created all the great civilizations and religions in the world, 6 of them all the wonders of the industrial age, and only in one lifetime, the information age. So you see the acceleration. The word change doesn't exist in Shakespeare except seasonal change. That's why we go back and read the classics, because it's about the human condition. Change, in other words, in my lifetime, I can see the world has changed dramatically since I was a kid. That first happened about 3, maybe 4 centuries ago. So it's constantly accelerating. So if you put it in that perspective, those of us that are alive today are experiencing more change in a lifetime than people would experience in 5 lifetimes, say 500 years ago.
There's something in the book, discussion of the threshold
threshold decades.
Two of them, I think you said.
Right.
I don't want to bring it in just yet because I think you're going to need a little more time. So I'll do this after the next break. But what you do say here that is relevant, certainly that change is the constant, you know, faster, accelerating. And you point out the planned obsolescence of the industrial age, giving way to more rapid speed of the obsolescence in technology and innovation, and we now suffer from what you have called innovation fatigue. And maybe just briefly on that one, what do we do with this fatigue? I mean, you know, a solution, because there's innovation fatigue, there's information fatigue, and there's burnout in trusting people fatigue.
Well, there's so many ways to answer that question.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, wait a minute. I know these are short segments, and George and I and you are used to probably speaking on a podium where we can go. I want to take the break here, okay, and then come back and reintroduce you to that question.
So we're talking to David Hull, the author of Entering the Shift Age, and we'll be back.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio. You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.
All right. We are back. Alan Huttner here, co-hosting you with Sedina Capanelli. Got both of our partners under the weather a bit. So let's cavort a little bit about the conversation about the interview. And, you know, what stuck out for me was the transition from the information age to the transformation age. Mm-hmm. And that there is a great acceleration. And I think the key here is that we are evolving if we allow it, you know, that we have to have a conscious awakening. I mean, the technologies are rapid. You and I talked about them mm-hmm. in the very first segment. But, you know, I brought in the love word, the L word, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so are we going to have a lot of heart with all the technology?
Yes. Well, there's so many people, Alan, that are talking about that. Barbara Marks Hubbard, about the conscious, that we are literally evolving. We are in evolution as we speak. And it's for sure that the only thing we can count on is change. I was just talking to some friends yesterday about the subject that David Huell is bringing up right now, about the shift age. It's so much is changing. I loved what he said about we're growing exponentially, geometrically. You know, it's just changing on so many different levels. It's accelerating and then it's slowing down. And it's a fascinating topic, and I agree with you. I think we need to be as much in love as we possibly can to weather through it and make it a thriving time.
And I think being compassionate too, because everybody mm-hmm. I speak to is talking about this acceleration as like a high pressure scenario. Here we're talking about mm-hmm. our partners being under the weather. You know, there's always a certain amount of illness, but you got to be careful not to get stressed or burned out with things.
Absolutely. Well, you know, they say, I don't know if I'm going to get this exactly right, but I remember something about a farmer in the 1940s. The information intake he had in 1 week is equivalent to what one of us right now takes in a day. And it's something like tripled the information that we take in. So it can be stressful, and we have to look at ways to balance and take care of ourselves and be compassionate toward ourselves.
Well, as David said, you know, we're in transition again from information age, an overload of information, but it's not going to stop. You know, one age doesn't end and the other begins radically. So I think the information is still going to proliferate. We're going to have a lot of it, and we have to be careful what we take in, particularly with the devices that he talks about in his book, Entering the Shift Age. You know, the number of computers, like, I think in 1950 there were 50 in the world, and that's not that long ago when you think about
it's
it. Now there's 1.5 billion computers.
Right, right. Well, it is definitely a migration across generations of humanity, you know. It's really something that, and we've chosen to be here. Here we are. Let's do it in love, right?
Yeah. What about invasion of privacy? You brought that up. You have any thoughts about that? I mean,
invasion of privacy.
Well, you know, NASA and, you know, all of that. I mean, you know, that's a challenge.
Yeah, I'm not
too
happy with that, Alan.
Okay. All right.
I don't think we have time for me to get into that.
All right.
Actually.
Well, I'm going to come back at you with You Gotta Be Kidding.
So it's time for You've Gotta Be Kidding. Each week we look at items in the news that show how wacky this world is, things that give us hope as well. So today, unfortunately, too much about the wacky side. Okay, this from reader-supported news. As Americans have grown increasingly comfortable with traditional surveillance cameras, a new, far more powerful generation of camera is being quietly deployed that can track every vehicle and person across an area the size of a small city for several hours at a time.
Invasion of privacy.
Oh, yeah.
We just talked about that.
So here it is, folks. Already the cameras have been flown above major public events such as the Ohio political rally where Senator John McCain named Sarah Palin as his running mate, Republican, of course, in 2008. McNutt said they've been flown above Baltimore, Philadelphia, Compton, California, and Dayton, Ohio, and demonstrations for police. They've also been used for traffic impact studies, for security at NASCAR races. So it's a new day. I don't know what you think out there, but we think we need to be vigilant if we want any privacy.
All right. This also from RSN. The banks have been ordered to hand over trading files. New York State's top financial regulator has demanded documents from more than a dozen banks, including Barclays, Deutsche, Goldman Sachs, and RBS, as a probe widened into trading practices in the $5.3 trillion a day global foreign exchange markets. Benjamin Losky, New York's financial services superintendent, made the move following the bank's decision to fire or suspend at least 20 traders. That following reports that employees at some firms had shared information about their currency positions with counterparts at other companies. We are investigating a broad range of concerns about foreign exchange trading at these institutions, said the source, who asked not to be identified. It's about time.
Yes, and this from the Daily Kos. In the current farm bill, Congress literally just took $9 billion in food stamps from hungry and poor families and gave it to a big agribusiness giant in the form of more corporate welfare. That's hard to even read this. Of course, President Obama could send the bill back to Congress and refuse to sign it until Congress properly funds the food stamp program, making a larger populist argument. A problem with some of the other changes in this bill, according to Congressman Grayson, is that poor Republican families in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Tennessee would still be able to receive food stamps, but poor Democratic-leaning families in colder states like Illinois, Maine, and Massachusetts would have to go through more hoops to qualify for food stamps. You've got to be kidding.
Age Nation Radio. Love. Laugh. Enjoy life.
Age Nation Radio.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time.
agenation.com for the generations who change the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. agenation.com. It's free. Sign up today.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sadina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
Hi, I'm Sadina Capanelli with Enlivened Aging Strategies, simple yet powerful tools to support you in creating greater clarity, balance, inner peace, and rejuvenation for your body, mind, and spirit. Today's Enlivened Aging Strategy is HALTS, H-A-L-T-S. Although it is not applauded in our Taipei society, there is no way to live an enlivened life without taking care of ourselves first. Our culture seduces us into believing that it is what we do that counts. We are rewarded for being productive, so any deviation from producing can result in feelings of guilt. More time is not the answer. We need a better quality of life, more balance between work and play, deeper rest. It all begins with quality attitudes and behaviors. When we are out of balance, we just cannot give the quality of our care or the excellence in our work, and certainly not the best in our personal lives. Our relationships suffer, especially the one we have with ourselves, and sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that we have power over the way we live, to give ourselves permission to grow, to live long and well, to prosper and be in good health. One of the most positive ways of caring for ourselves is by tuning into our feelings and knowing our limits. HALT, H-A-L-T, is an acronym for hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. I've added an S for stress on the end, so the acronym is HALTS. It is a terrific reminder to check in with ourselves throughout the day. The idea is to ask the questions, am I hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or stressed? In this way, you are checking in with your body and listening to its needs. If you answer yes to any of these questions, then take the time to meet your needs. Get something to eat if you're hungry. If you discover that you're angry, you can take a walk, call a friend, clean the oven or closet, write about it, or just breathe into the feelings and listen for answers. If you're lonely, you can take yourself to dinner or a movie, call a friend to join you, or get in touch with someone else who might need company. If you're tired, take a nap. Make some time for refreshment, or just close your eyes and breathe. And if you're feeling stressed, anxious, or have discomfort in your body, take a few breaths and renew yourself. Replace the stress with joy by taking a walk in nature, relaxing with a soothing bath, or listening to music. You get the idea. When one of these needs rings a bell, it is a warning to us, and we do well to listen. Every one of us has a sounding board, a testing place that, like a compass, points the way, and we are foolish not to listen and follow the directions. To ignore our needs is like trying to go through a door but refusing to use the doorknob. So listen to your alarm system. It is there to serve you, to connect you with your true self and your fulfillment. So remember to add the Enlivened Aging Strategy of HALTS to your Aging Consciously backpack and go to enlivenedaging.com for more strategies. Aging is A-G-E-I-N-G. Many, many blessings.
Next week, we're going to go deeper into our exploration of the shift age. You'll hear another portion of the interview Alan and George did with futurist David Huell. Very fascinating. You'll hear more great music, more enlivened aging strategies from me, and our You've Got to Be Kidding piece and some of George's commentaries.
And don't forget to visit AgeNation at AgeNation.com. Get your free subscription to Next, our new digital magazine. Pick up a copy of our new book, Do Not Go Quietly. That's their book, A Guide for Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. And if you like spending time and learning from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time, visit www.navigatingyourfutureconferences.com to learn about a terrific series of weekend journeys you want to be a part of.
Yeah, that's going to be a fantastic conference series. So check it out, www.navigatingyourfutureconferences.com. And now here's Alan with another Rudy rap. Oh, boy.
All right. First, the music bed. Just in case you're interested, it's Tranquility by, the group is Tranquility, Maya Yadana. And the Rudy Rap is titled Shift or Drift, Heal the Drift. Heal the Rift. Shift or Drift, Heal the Rift. I must admit, we're all full of shift. Is your mind focused or adrift? Have a wholeness perspective or in a separation rift? Truth is, ego perception is just not fit to see it all in this grand cosmic trip. David Hoole, he's no fool, a leading futurist in the awakened gene pool. His book, Entering the Shift Age, reflects on the new life stage, yet another new age to flow with or against rage. It's wake-up time, best be the sage, time to turn the page. Next chapter, can we live together, happily ever after? David says, it's the end of the information age, transitioning into the transformation. Engage up the evolutionary spiral, be it jester or sage, individually dead or alive, dumb or wise, with love in heart or resistance and despise. One thing for sure, a new sun will arise, whether you go kicking or screaming, or with wonder and open eyes. The divine intelligence is now less supportive of our lies. Stuck in the play of illusion, no longer helps us to survive, let alone upwise. Look forward to corporatocracy demise, for nation states and ethnicity likewise, a global view will surely arise. Whether for a few sages of the ages or a mass awakening, it's all there for the taking. Greed to be forsaking, a new unity in the making, sharing and giving, a transition of placating, soothe the ego, heal the impoverished aching. True equality for all, universal connectivity, all dancing together in the grand cosmic ball. Power to the people, and that means all, not just the 85 of the richest who control more wealth than half the world's population, 3.6 billion, give or take, in tribulation, including me and you. It's the big shift in the grand cosmic zoo. All in the next decade or two. What will you do? Who will you be? Will you learn cosmic love and apply it to the we? I guess we'll soon see, but herein I make my plea and hope you'll also agree. Content and context, it's the duo to marry. Time to understand the physics of duality and to underneath it all, love it in the grand cosmic sea.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
Thanks, Sedina.
Agenation.
The best is yet to come. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more. more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit donotgoquietlythebook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.